Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Daf Hey, the Mishnah says, Ad Mosai Shoyaldin Esak Shomim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer at Shiyavir HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, we continue to ask for Geshem until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Meir Oimer at Shiyetzei Nisan. Rabbi Meir says, we continue to ask Geshem until the end of Chodesh Nisan. Shenemar vayored lochem Geshem moire umalkoish borishoin. The Pasuk says in Yoel, the Novi Yoel, that Hashem brought Geshem moire umalkoish borishoin, which means on Chodesh Nisan. So we see that Chodesh Nisan is still Zman Kshomim. Therefore, holds Rab Meir, we continue to ask for Geshem the whole Chodesh of Nisan. Comes the Gvura Sari and asks on Rab Meir that he does not understand what's Rabbi Meir's Raya from the Pasuk in the Novi Yoel. We see in the Gemara that this Pasuk that Rab Meir brings from the Novi Yoel took place after a famine of 7 years. And then Hashem brought down Geshem, Moire Umalkoish, in Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gvura Sari, the Gemara says that the Moire took place, the first Geshem which came down, Benes, was on Aleph Nisan. And the Malkoish, the second Geshem, came down on Hei Benisan. If so, asks the Gvura Sari, what's the raya from the Pasuk that the whole Chodesh Nisan is Man Kshomim? We only see from the Pasuk that up to Hei B'Nisan is Man Kshomim, but more than that, we have no raya. Another Kasha asks the Gvura Sari that, as we mentioned, that this whole Pasuk is speaking about rain which came down as a miracle. And if so, how can we bring a raya from this pasuk that it's still Zman Kshomim, the whole Chodesh of Nisan? So we find here in the Rashash that the Rashash brings the first kasha of the Gvura Sari. And the Rashash answers that usually we find in the Torah, when the Torah wants to tell us a date, the Torah does not only write the month, the Torah also writes the exact date which is in the month. If so, says Rab Meir, how come the Pasuk here in Yoel says, Vayored lochem geshem moire umalkoish borishoin? How come the Novi does not write the exact date that the moire umalkoish took place? Which means the Novi should have wrote that the moire came down on Aleph Nisan and the malkoish came down on Hei B'Nisan. How come the Novi wrote plain Borishoin? From that brings Rav Meir Raya that the whole Chodesh Horishoin, which means Chodesh Nisan, is Zman Kshomim. That's how the Rashash answers the first Kashe of the Gvura Sari. But we still have the second Kashe of the Gvura Sari. So I saw in the Sfasemes that he also asks the same Kashe like the second Kashe of the Gvura Sari. What's Rabbi Meir's raya from the Pasuk in Yoel HaNovi? There, the Novi is speaking about rain which came down in a form of a miracle. So what's the raya? So says the Sfasemes that we find the Teretz in the Teisves Dibra Matchil Yoire B'Marchesh Vanhu. As we see in the Gemara, that the Gemara asks, how can the Pasuk say, Vayoyred lochem geshem moire umalkoish barishoin? We find in the Braise that yoyre b'mar cheshvon umalkoish b'nison, which means that yoyre is not b'nison, it's only b'mar cheshvon. So how could the Pasuk say by Yoel that moire was also barishoin? Answers the Gemara that in Ochanami usually yoyre is b'mar cheshvon, but as the Gemara continues to explain, that there was a whole miracle there, as we mentioned before. Comes Teisves and says that when the Gemara asks, Yoyre b'mar cheshvon hu, the Gemara's kasha is not on Rab Meir. The Gemara's kasha is on the pasuk. What does the pasuk mean that there was moire b'chodesh Nisan? We know that moire is b'chodesh Mar Cheshvan. But on Rabbi Meir, it's no kasha, because Rabbi Meir's raya that chodesh Nisan is still zman kshamim is not from moire; it's from malkoish. As we see in the Braise, that aliba de emes malkoish zmanoi b'chodesh Nisan. If so, says Tesis, Rabbi Meir's raya is not from moire; it's only from malkoish. So we see from the pasuk that the whole chodesh of Nisan is still zman malkoish, and that's the raya of Rabbi Meir. Therefore, there's no kasha what the Gvura Asari asks: how can Rabbi Meir bring a raya from a nes? Because the whole chelik of the nes was only the first part, the yoire, but the malkoish, as Tesis mentions, was not a nes, and therefore Rabbi Meir's raya is from malkoish and not from moire. That's how the Sfasemes answers the kasha of the Gvuras Ari. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yord Elohim Revir Rishoino Be'echod Benison. There was a Nes, and it started raining the first rain on Aleph Nisan. Omar Elohim Novi Yisrael, Tzu Uzro, go out and plant the seeds you have left from the chitim and soirin. Omruloi, mishieshloi kav chitim, oi kabaim soirim, yichlenu viyichye. Oi, Yisraelu viyomus. Am Yisrael told the Novi, what should we do? If we will plant the seeds, we would not have what to eat. Omar lohem, afal pichein, tzu uzro. Even though, go and plant the seeds that you have left. Nas Elohim nes, v'nisgal Elohim mashe baksolin u'mashe b'choyer nemolim. There was a miracle, another nes, and they found more zroim in the walls and in the holes of the ants. Yotzu v'zoru, sheini u'shlishi u'revi, v'yord Elohim revi o'shnio b'chamisho b'nison. Am Yisrael listened to the Novi, and they planted the seeds on Beis, Gimel, and Dalet Nisan, and on Hei Nisan, it rained again, the Revi Oshnia, and from that rain grew a new Tvua. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is Mashma, that only after they found the Zeroim in the walls and in the holes of the ants, only then they went and planted the seeds. The question is, which seeds did they plant? Did they plant the seeds that they had before the miracle of finding in the walls and in the holes of the ants? Or they planted the seeds that they found in the walls and in the holes of the ants? So Rashi says in Dibura Matchil, Yotzu Vezoru, and I quote Lashon Rashi, Vezoru Mashe Beyodom. We see clearly in Rashi that they planted the old seeds that they had, and not the seeds that they found in the walls and in the holes of the ants. I saw in the Pirush Harif on the Ein Yaakov that he asks, if we'll explain the Gemara Kipshutoi, like we mentioned before, that Am Yisrael planted the seeds, the previous seeds that they had, they planted them only after they found the seeds in the walls and in the holes of the ants. If so, what does the Gemara say later on? And I quote the Lashon HaGemara, Val oisei hadoir hu oimer, hazoirim bedimo, berino yiktsoiru. Explains Rashi, and I quote Lashon Rashi, in Dibura Matchil hazoirim bedimo, sheloi hoyo lohen malechoil. Which means that when they planted the seeds, they planted the only food they had left to eat. And that's why there was Zoreya Bedimo. Asks the Pirush Harif on the Ein Yaakov, that's not true. Since they found already the seeds in the walls and in the holes of the ants, so they had what they had left what to eat, in spite of the fact that they would plant the previous and old seeds that they had. Answers the Pirush Harif on the Ein Yaakov, that we must say that Pshat in the Gemara is not like with the way we explained before. We must say that Am Yisrael planted the seeds that they had before they found the seeds in the walls and in the holes of the ants. And the Loshon HaGemara is not kipshutoi. And therefore, when they listened to the Novi, and they were Beteach Ba'Hashem, and they went and planted the seeds, even though they did not know from where they'll have anything to eat anymore, on that generation, the Pasuk says, Hazoyrim Bedimo Berino Yiktsoiro. Because when they planted the seeds, they did not find yet the seeds in the walls and in the holes of the ants, and they felt that they're planting the only food that they have left, and that's why the Pasuk says, Hazoyrim Bedimo. Now this pshat of the Pirush Harif, Laniusdaiti, is only good according to Rashi. But we find in here in Rabbeinu Chananel that is Choylik on Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Am Yisrael were Zoyurea, not the previous Zroim that they had, the old Zroim. Am Yisrael were Zoyurea, the Zroim that they found in the walls and in the holes of the ants. So if so, the Kashe of the Pirush Harif comes back, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, why were they Zoyurea Bedimo? They still had left the old seeds, and therefore they still had what to eat. So we must say Lanius Daiti, that the Pshat is that even though they were Zoyurea, the seeds that they found in the walls and in the holes of the ants, and they had still some food to exist from, but if it would have not rained on Hay Benison, then even though they had a little bit of food left, but in a few weeks later, that food would be gone, and the seeds that they found in the walls and in the holes of the ants that they have planted would have not grown, and therefore they endangered their future by being Zoyurea, by planting the seeds that they found in the walls and in the holes of the ants. They endangered their future. And in spite of that, there was soymech on the Novi that it would rain on Hay Benison, and therefore they planted the seeds that they found in the walls and in the holes of the ants. Therefore, on that, the Pasuk says, Hazoyrim Bedimo. Because, why was it Bedimo? Because even though they had what to eat for the time being, but by being Zoyurea, they endangered their future. And that's why the Pasuk says, Hazoyrim Bedimo. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yovoi B'Yerushalayim Shel Malo, Ad She'ovoi L'Yerushalayim Shel Mato. Says Rabbi Yochanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's not going to be Mashre Shechino in Yerushalayim Shel Malo, only after he's going to be Mashre Hashchino in Yerushalayim Shalmato. The question is, what's the reason? So we find in the Pirush Iyun Yaakov on the Ein Yaakov that explains that it's a geder of Imoy Onoichi Betzoro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishtatif Betzoro with Am Yisrael since we're in Golus and we do not have Ashras Hashchino and Beis HaMikdosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's not going to be Mashre Shechino in Yerushalayim Shel Malo until he's going to be Mashre Shechino in Yerushalayim Shel Mato. We say in the davening, three times a day, the bracha of Vil Yerushalayim Ircho Berachamim Toshuv. I saw a very interesting he'ora in Chuvis Binyan Shloimoy, Chelek Beis, Simen Memhei. He asks, why do we say in the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha? L'choira, the nusach of the bracha should be Yerushalayim Ireinu Berachamim Toshuv. Why do we say the nusach Ircha? So the Poshet Pshat is, as I saw in the Meforshim, that Yerushalayim is called Ircha because Yerushalayim is Miyuchod, is the Mokim HaMiyuchod La'ashuras HaShchino. Therefore, it's called Ircha. But the Binyan Shloimoi explains in a different way. And says the Binyan Shloimoi that the Pshat is, like we see here in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that there is a Yerushalayim Shel Malo, and Hashem says He's not going to be Mashreish Chino in Yerushalayim Shel Malo until He's going to be Mashreish Chino in Yerushalayim Shel Mato. So that's Pshat, Vil Yerushalayim Ircho is referring to the Yerushalayim Shel Malo, which is Yerushalayim only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not our Yerushalayim. And that's what we mean to say. Vil Yerushalayim Ircho Barachamim Toshuv, we ask Hashem that He should be Mashreish Shechino in His Yerushalayim, because that can only occur after He's Mashreish Shechino in Yerushalayim Shel Mato. So according to the Binyan Shloima, it comes out that the Loshan Ircho is very meduktok, since it's referring to the Yerushalayim Shel Malo, which is the Yerushalayim only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar to the Pshat of the Binyan Shloimoi, I saw in the Sefer Oitzer HaTfilois, in the Pirush of the Eitz Yosef, the Eitz Yosef does not speak about the Loshan Ircho. The Eitz Yosef asks a different question. How come the bracha of Vil Yerushalayim Ircho starts with a Vav? Almost all the brachas in Shmona Esrei do not start with a Vav. Answers the Eitz Yosef that according to our Gemara that we learned now, it's very well understood that since we see here in the Gemara that there is also Yerushalayim Shel Malo, and we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashreish Shechino in both places, also in Yerushalayim Shel Mato, and also in Yerushalayim Shel Malo, so the Vav of Yerushalayim Ircho comes to be Merabe Yerushalayim Shel Malo, which means Vil Yerushalayim Ircho, both, also Shel Mato, and also Shel Malo, Berachamim Toshuv. That's how the Eitz Yosef explains the Brocha, the Nusach of Vil Yerushalayim Ircho. We will start now a new sugya. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, V'omar le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchok, Ma'u dechsiv, V'yi ka'asher zoken Shmuel, U'mi siv Shmuel kulihai? Asks the Gemara, Shmuel was not a zoken? V'ho bar nun beis have? Shmuel Anovi was nifter when he was only 52 years old. Says Rashi in Dibura Matchil veHaOmar Mar, that we find in Maseches Smochos that the age of Kores is only up to 50 years old. Therefore, says Rashi, we should not think Chas V'Sholem that Shmuel HaNovi was nifter mitzad the Misa of Kores Chas V'Sholem, since we find in Maseches Smochos Perek Shlishi Ois Ches, that the Shiur Kores is only up to the age of 50. And Shmuel HaNovi lived to the age of 52. So it cannot be that Shmuel HaNovi Chas V'Sholem was Nifter Mitzad Misas Kores. I would like just to quote the Loshon of Maseches Smochos. The Braisa Maseches Smochos says, Meis Pochois Mechamishim Meis behikores. Whoever dies less of the age of 50, that's misas kores. Lechamishim uchtaim shono, zuhi misas Shmuel Hanovi, Haramosi. Says Maseches Mochos that chiyuv kores is only up to the age of 50, and Shmuel Hanovi that lived after 50 until 52, that's a raya that Shmuel HaNovi did not die mitzad chas v'sholem misas kores. The same thing we find in the Yerushalmi, in Maseches Bikurim Perek Beis, that the Yerushalmi says also, like Maseches Smochos, that the shiur of kores is up to 50 years old. Now, we find in the Gvura Sari here on Tainis that he asks a tremendous kasha on Rashi. How come Rashi explains here the Gemara according to the Shita of Maseches Smochos? We find in the Gemara in Moyed Kotten, Daf Chof Ches Omud Aleph,
that even though in the Gemara and the Havamina there, the Gemara thought that the Shiur of Kares is up to the age of 50, but in the Maskon of the Gemara says clearly that the Shiur of Kares is up to the age of 60. So how come Rashi here explains the Gemara according to Maseches Mochis? And we also find in Tesfis, in Yevomis, on Daf Beis Omud Aleph, that he brings the Yerushalmi that we mentioned before, that the Yerushalmi holds that the Shiur Kares is up to 50 years old, and Tosis says that the Gemara in Ta'in Moed Kotten Daf Chof Ches is Choylek. So we see clearly that the Shita of the Bavli is that the Shiur Kares is up to the age of 60. Therefore asks the Gvura Sari, how come Rashi here explains the Gemara according to the Shita of Maseches Smochis and the Yerushalmi? Adds the Gvura Sari that even though according to the Bavli, the Shiur Kores is up to 60 years old, there's no chashash that anyone would think that Shmuel HaNovi Chas V'Sholom was Nifter Mitzad Misas Kores, as we see here in the Gemara, that Be'emes Shmuel HaNovi was supposed to live a lot longer. The reason why he died at the age of 52, as the Gemara says, that Shmuel HaNovi asked Hashem, Shmuel HaNovi did not want to see the end of the Melucha of Shaul HaMelech. So therefore Hashem was mekatzer his life, Hashem shortened his life a few years, maybe even a lot of years, in order that he shouldn't see the nefila of the Malchus of Shaul HaMelech. Therefore, there's no Havamina Chas V'Sholom to think that Shmuel HaNovi was Nifter Mitzad Misas Kores. But Be'emes, it's poshet that the Bavli holds, says the Gvura Sari, that the Shiur Kores is up to the age of 60. The same thing we find in the Marsho, in Moed Kotten, Daf Chof Ches, Omud Aleph, in the Chidushi Agode, that the Marsho there says that even though we see clearly, according to the Maskonas HaGemara there, that the Shiur Kores is up to the age of 60, the reason why Shmuel HaNovi was Nifter at the age of 52 is not Chas V'Sholem Mitzat Kores. The reason is, like the Gemara here in Tainis Omud Beis, Hey Omud Beis, says that Shmuel HaNovi asked that he shouldn't see the Mapolo of the Malchus of Shaul HaMelech. Therefore, Hashem shortened his life. So we see clearly in the Marsho that the Marsho learned Pshat in the Gemara here in Tainis Hey Omud Beis, not like Rashi, not like Maseches Mochos, and the Marsho learned like the Bavli that the Shiur Kores is up to the age of 60. So we have here a tremendous machloikis. On one hand, we have Maseches Mochos and the Yerushalmi that they hold that the Shiur Kores is up to the age of 50. Mitzat Sheni, the Bavli holds the Gemara Moed Kotten Daf Chof Ches, and that's how Tesis in Yevomis Daf Beis Omud Aleph holds La Locha, at the Shiur of Kores is up to the age of 60. We'll continue the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Omar Mar, Meis Benun Beis Shono, Zeu Misosoi Shel Shmuel Horomosi. Explains Rashi, in Dibur HaMatchil Yomov Shel Shmuel Nun Beis Shono. How do we know that Shmuel HaNovi was Nifter at the age of 52? So Rashi brings a small part of the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis, and I would like to quote the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chano loy also, ki omro le'isho, ad yigomel hanar, vav yoisiv, v'niro es pnei Hashem, v'yoshav shom ad oilom. Chano did not go to Mishkan Shiloh because she said to her husband that she wants to wait Adi Gomel Anar until Shmuel would finish nursing, and then she would bring Shmuel before Hashem V'yoshav Shom Ad Oilom. Says Rashi, what does that mean V'yoshav Shom Ad Oilom? We know the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Ches that the Levim, that their avodah is avodas masa, the pasuk says umiben chamishim shono yoshuv mitzvah avodah, which means that a Levi, when he reaches the age of 50, he cannot do any more avodas masa. Therefore, when Chana said v'yoshav shom ad oilom, she meant v'yoshav shom Shmuel Hanavi will serve Hashem in Mishkan Shiloi ad oilomoi shelevi, which means 50 years. And we know that to nurse a baby, Bizman Chazal, was 2 years. So we have together 52 years. That's the Mokar, says Rashi, that Shmuel Hanavi lived only up to the age of 52. The Achronim ask a very strong kasha on Rashi. We find here in the Mitzpeh Eison, and also in Chuvas Avnei Nezer Choshem Mishpot Simen Ein Vov, and also in the Doivev Mishorim of the Chibina Rov in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Gimel, that they all ask, that we find in the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Chov Daled Omud Aleph, that the Gemara says that the halacha of Umiben Chamishim Shono Yoshuv Mitzvoha Avoido is only referring to Dor HaMidbor. But once Am Yisrael came in Teretz Yisrael, this Isser does not apply, which means that the Levim in Mishkan Shiloi and also in Bis HaMikdosh can do Avoido even after the age of 50. And the same thing we find in the Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdosh, Pera Gimel, Halocha Ches, and I quote the Loshna Rambam. Zeshe Nemar Batoiro Belevim, Umiben Chamishim Shono Yoshuv Mitzvoha Avoido, Eino Yela Bizman, Shehoyu Noisin Amigdosh Mimokim Lemokoim, Veino Mitzvo Hanoheges Ledoirois, Avo Ledoirois, Ein Halevi Nifsal Beshonim. So we see clearly also in the Rambam that this halacha of Umiben Chamishim Shono Yoshuv Mitzvah Avoido only refers to the Ramidbar, but Ledoirois, a Levi can do Avoido even after the age of 50. So ask all these Achroinim. Shmuel HaNovi lived in the time of Mishkan Shiloi, after Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. If so, so this halacha of Miben Chamishim Shono Yoshuv Mitzvah Avoido did not apply anymore. So if so, when Chano said V'yoshav Shom Ad Oilom, we could not explain that it's referring to Oilomoi Shelevi Chamishim Shono, because the halacha of Chamishim Shono did not apply anymore after Am Yisrael came in to Eretz Yisrael. If so, we have no raya that Shmuel HaNovi was nifter at the age of 52. That's the kasha of these achronim. Answer the Mitzpe Eison and the Doivev Mishorim, that we must say that Rashi holds like Shitas HaRamban. We find that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvis, Shoyresh Shlishi, is choylik on the Rambam. The Ramban says that this halacha of Miben Chamishim Shono Yoshuv Mitzvah Avoido also applies Ledoirois, which means that also after Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, this halacha of Miben Chamishim Shono was noyeg. Just what the Gemara says in Chulin, that after Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, it was not noyeg. It's not referring, the Gemara in Chulin is not referring legabi avoidas maso. The Gemara is referring legabi the mitzvah of shiro and she'ar avoidos, other avoidos, other avoidos pnim. But legabi avoidas maso, this halacha of miben chamishim shono yoshuv mitzvah avoido applies also ledoiros, and explains the Ramban that when Am Yisrael were in the Midbar, since Avodas Maso was a very common thing, every other day the Levim had this Avoido, therefore the Torah assured the Levim to sing Shira or any other Avodas Pnim after the age of 50, because if the Torah will be Matir, to do Shira or to do any other Avodas Pnim after the age of 50, they would also come to do Avodas Maso after the age of 50. But after Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, that Avodas Maso was uncommon since the Mishkan was in Mishkan Shiloh and did not go from place to place. So Avodas Maso was an uncommon thing. Therefore, the Torah did not aser the Leviim to do Shira or to do any other Avodas Pnim after the age of 50. So comes out, according to Ramban, that the halacha of Mibin Chamishim Shono Yoshu Mitzvah Avoida applies also after Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. But it only applies legabei avodas maso, which means that when the Levim had to take the Mishkan from Mishkan Shiloh and move it to a new place, then it was aser for any Levi to do avodas maso if he was older than the age of 50. But legabei shiro and legabei other avodas pnim, it was mutter for the Levim even after the age of 50. Therefore, say the Mitzpei Eison and Doivev Mishorim, that Rashi goes like the Ramban, that even after Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, there's an Iser for a Levi to do Avodas Maso if he's older than the age of 50. Therefore, we could say also Lagabi Shmuel, that Oilomoi Shelevi is up to 50 years old. Therefore, Rashi is very good that the source, the mocker, that Shmuel Hanovi lived until the age of 52, we learn an out from what Chana said, V'hoyoshom ad oilom, which means oilomo shelevi, which is up to the age of 50, and we have to add the 2 years of that Shmuel Hanovi nursed, so it comes to the age of 52. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman v'Rav Yitzchok havu yasvi b'seudato. They were both eating together a seuda. Omar li Rav Nachman l'Rav Yitzchok leime mar milse. Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchok, say a dvar Torah. Omar lei hochi omar Rabbi Yochanan ein mesichin b'seuda shemo yakdim kone leveshet V'yovoy lidei sakono. Told Rav Yitzchok to Rav Nachman that it's osur to speak in the middle of a seude mishum sakone, because Chachomim were afraid that he would be makdim kone leveshet, which means that the food, instead of going into the veshet, which is the food pipe, the food would go in to the breathing pipe, which is the kone. Therefore, Chachomim assured to speak b'sh'as ha-se'uda. That's the maskona here of the Gemara. I saw in a sefer called Yashresh Yaakov from the Goen Reb Chaim Abulafia Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, who lived over 300 years ago, and he brings in a sefer in the name of the Ranach, that he asked an interesting kasha on our Gemara. The Ranach asks, what was the havamina of Rav Nachman that it's mutter to speak in the middle of the seuda? L'choyro, this halacha, that ein mesichin ba-seuda, is mefurish a mishneh in brachas, on daf mem beiz omud beiz. The mishneh says, and I quote the Loshna mishneh, bolohem yain besoich ha-mozoin, kol echod ve-echod mevorech le-atzmoi. Which means that if a few people ate a seuda together and they all want to drink together wine in the middle of the seuda, every person has to make the bracha of Boyer Piagofen by himself. And one could not be moitzi everyone else. Why? So the Gemara there says, on Daf Mem Gimel Omud Aleph, Shaldu es ben Zoimo, מפני מה אומרו בו לא הם יין בשיח המוזוין כל אחד ואחד מבורך לעצמוי? So he answered, אומר להם, הויל ואין ביסבליה פונוי. What is the meaning of אין ביסבליה פונוי? So we find in the Rosh over there, in Simen Lamed Dalet, that he brings B'Shema Yerushalmi, that the Kavona of the Gemara is that since the Shemeya has to answer Omein, and we learn now in the Gemara that Ein Mesichin B'Sha'as HaSeuda, that it's also to speak B'Sha'as HaSeuda, if so, the Shemeya cannot answer Omein. Therefore, Chachamim U'Mesakin, that every person must make his own Boyer Priya Gofen, and one could not be Moitzi the other one. So says the Ranach, we see Mefurish here in the Mishnah in Brochas on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, this concept that Ein Mesichin B'Seudo. If so, what was the Havamin of Rav Nachman that it's mutter to speak in the Seudo? Comes the Yashrish Yaakov and answers the Kasha of the Ranach, that we must say that Rav Nachman learned a different pshat in the Mishnah in Brochas on Mem Beis Amud Beis. That the reason why Chachoim said that every person has to make his own Boyer Priya Gofen and one could not be Moitzi anyone else with the Brocha is because Chachomim were afraid that maybe while one would make a Brocha, the Shoimim would be swallowing some of the food and the Metzias is that they would not be able to answer Omein. Therefore, Chachomim were mesakin that each one should make his own Moyer Priya Gofen. But Be'emes, there's no Isser to speak in the middle of the Suda. That's how Rav Nachman l'mpshat in the Mishnah. And therefore he thought that it's mutter to speak in the middle of the Suda. But the Emes is that the whole Kasha of the Ranach is Tzorich Iyun. Why? Because we find on the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Ve'ein beis apliye ponui, Rashi explains, not like the Rosh. Rashi says, and I quote the Lashon of Rashi, Hoyil ve'ein beis apliye ponui, ve'ein leiv ha-mesubin el ha-mavorech el ha-livloya. Says Rashi, that the reason why every person has to make his own Boyer Priya Gofen, because the Metzias is that when a person is eating, he could not concentrate properly to the other person's bracha. Therefore, Chachomim u'mesaken that each one should make his own Boyer Priya Gofen. But Eino Hanami, according to Rashi, comes out that mitzad, the sakona of Shema Yakdim Kone Leveshet, we're not choishesh legabei anias omein. We're not choishesh. Therefore, comes out, according to Rashi, that we have no mocker from the Mishneh in Brochas and Daf Mem Beis that there's an iser to speak b'sh'as ha'seude. Therefore, the whole kasha of the Ranach is tzorech yun, that l'choyro we can answer the kasha b'pshitus that Rav Nachman learned pshat in the Mishneh like Rashi aliba de'emes. And the same kasha we have on the Yashrish Yaakov. Why doesn't the Yashrish Yaakov answer that Rav Nachman learned pshat like Rashi aliba de'emes, and therefore there's no raya from the Mishnah in Brochas that is an iser to be Messiah b'sha'as ha'seudo. Therefore comes out that the kasha of the Ranach and the teretz of the Yashrish Yaakov are tzorich iyun. Al kol ponim, comes out that we have a machloikis between the Rosh and Rashi how to learn pshat in the Mishnah in Brochas. According to the Rosh, comes out that the reason why every person must make his own bracha and one cannot be moitzi the others with a bracha is because the halacha of Ein Mesichin B'Seudo. Since when you hear a bracha, you have to answer Amen. Chachomim and Chachomim aser to speak in the Seudo, so the Shoimim won't be able to answer Amen. Therefore, Chachomim u'mesaken that everyone should make his own bracha. That's the shita of the Rosh. But Rashi explains pshat in the Gemara that be'emes there's no problem to answer Omen in the middle of a Suda mitzad ein mesichin besuda. There's no such problem. The whole problem is that Chachomim were afraid that the Shoimim, while they're eating, they would not concentrate properly and they would not listen to the bracha. Therefore, Chachomim said that every person has to make his own Boyer Priya Gofen.
We'll go back now to the Gufa Sugya. We learned in the Gemara the halacha of Ein Mesichin B'Seudah. We don't find here in the Gemara anyone that's Chodek on Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Simen Kuf Ayin Sif Aleph paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. And I would like to quote the Loshna Shulchan Aruch. Ein Mesichin B'Seudah Shema Yakdim Kona Leveshet. Vafilu mishen is atesh b'seuda osur loymar loyasuto. Says the Shul Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, that even if someone sneezed in the middle of the seuda, it's osur for the rest of the mesubim to answer him gesundheit, because it's a sakone. Comes the Magen Avraham in Sifkoten Aleph and says that this Isser of Ein Mesichin B'Seuda is speaking afilu legabe to speak b'divrei Torah. Explain the Machtzis HaShekel in the Prima Godim that the mocker of the Mogen Avraham is from our Gemara. As we see in our Gemara, that Rav Yitzchok did not want to say in the middle of the Seuda the Chidush that Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So we see that even b'divrei Torah, it's usher to speak in the middle of the Seuda. The big question is, how come today, Lamaise, the Oilom is not makpid to be mekayim this halacha of Ein Mesichin B'Seuda? So we find in the Eliyahu Rabbah here that it brings B'Shema Prisha, that the Prisha is mechadesh, that this whole halacha applies only B'Zman HaGemara, when the derech was to be meisiv B'Sh'as HaSeuda. And on that, the Gemara says that if a person speaks while he's eating and he's also meisiv, then the dibur, the speaking, is a sakone. But if a person eats sitting up, like today, on that, the Gemara never said that speaking b'sh'as ha'achile is a situation of a sakone. Comes the Birkei Yosef and says that according to the Prisha, we have nafkemine even b'zman hazeh, as we know that in Leila Seder, the derech is to be meisiv b'sh'as ha'seuda. So comes out, says the Birkei Yosef, according to the Prisha, that even b'zman hazeh, b'leila Seder, when the derech is to be meisiv, it's also to speak b'sh'as ha'achile, mitzad ha'aloch of the Gemara of Ein Mesichin b'seuda. Al kolponim, legabe the teretz of the Prisha, says the Sha'arei Tshuva, in Simen Kuf Aleph, that L'choyro, the teretz of the Prisha, is Tzorech Iyun. Why? As we see in the Gemara in Psochim, that B'zman Chazal, the derech was to be meisiv al tzad smoil, on the left side. And we see in the Gemara in Ari Psochim, that a sovo on tzad smoil, on the left side, is no sakona. Therefore, says the Sha'arei Tshuva, that L'choyro, hasovo on the left side, and eating sitting up is the exact same thing. And therefore, it should be osur, even b'zman hazeh, to be mesiach b'seudo. Therefore, says the Sha'arei Tshuva, we must say the famous concept that hoil v'doshu boy rabim, since the metzias is that the oilam is not makpid, we say the klal of shoimer pesoim Hashem. Al kolponim la'alocha in the Prima Godim in Simen Kuf Ayin, and also in the Mishneh Berurah in Simen Kuf Ayin, they both paskin la'alocha that there's no distinction between Zman HaZeh and Zman HaGemara, and even B'Zman HaZeh applies the halacha of Ein Mesichin B'Seuda. But the Minhag Olam is to be Meikel, and we must say the Teretz of the Sha'arei Tshuva, that hoil v'dashu b'yurabim, we say shoimer pesoim Hashem. We'll continue now the sugya. The Gemara says that after Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok finished the seuda, Rav Yitzchok told Rav Nachman the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan that Yankov Avinu loy meis. Omar lei. So Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchok, v'chi bechdi sovdu savdanaye, v'chontu chantaye, v'kovru kavraye. Omar lei, mikra nidoyresh, shenemar, v'ato al tiro avdi Yaakov num Hashem, v'al teichas Yisrael, ki hineni moshiacho merochoik vezaracho meeretz shivyom. Makish hu lezaroi, mazaroi b'chaim af hu b'chaim.
Answers Rab Yitzchok to Rav Nachman that we have a posuk that we make a hekesh from Zaroi of Yaakov to Yaakov Avinu, and just like Zaroi is b'chaim, also Yaakov Avinu is b'chaim. We have here a few pshotim in the Rishonim and in the Achronim how to explain this chidush that Rabbi Yochanan said that Yaakov Avinu loimeis. In Rashi, in Dibra Matchil, af hu b'chaim, Rashi is speaking according to the maskon of the Gemara, and Rashi says at the end, udechontu chantayo nidmelohem shemeis aval chay hoyo. We see from Rashi that Rashi learned that even according to the maskon of the Gemara, what Rabbi Yochanan said that Yaakov Avinu loy meis is kipshutoy, that be'emes he was chai, and it just seemed to the people that he was dead. But we find in the Pirush HaRashbo, which is brought down in the Ein Yaakov, and also in the Marsho, and also we find in the Pirush Anaf Yosef on the Ein Yaakov, that he brings B'Shem Haramomi Pano in his Sefer Eser Ma'amorois, that they all say more or less the same explanation, and I would just mention more or less the Lashon of the Rashbo. That according to the Maskona, Be'emes, when what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Yaakov Avinu loy meis is not kipshutoy. And the explanation in Rabbi Yochanan is that even though Yaakov Avinu was meis misas haguf, but he was not meis misas hanefesh. Since we see in Chazal that Yaakov Avinu was b'chir ha'ovois, and Yaakov Avinu was mezukoch, more than Avram and Yitzchok, as we see that all of his bonim were ksherim and tzadikim, and therefore only Yaakov Avinu's children were zoyche to be mekabel the Torah, which is Teiras Chaim. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu, his nefesh, his neshomo, is called Chai. A third pshat we find in Piskei HaRioz, in Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph Ois Ches, that the Rioz explains that according to the Maskona of the Gemara, when Rabbi Yochanan said that Yaakov Avinu loy meis, it's not kipshutoy. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say the concept that we find in Chazal, that tzadikim afilu bemisoson kruyin chayin. Why? Says the Rioz, and I quote the Lashon, lefi Sheshmom vezikrom umaseyem kayomim lo'oilom, which means since the name and the zecher and the good deeds of the tzaddikim are kayem lo'oilom, exist forever. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu is called Chai even after Misas Haguf. A fourth explanation we find in Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Memtes, Posuk Lamed Gimel. Rabbeinu Bechaye says that according to the Maskon of the Gemara, also, when Rabbi Yochanan said that Yaakov Avinu loy meis, it's not kipshutoy. And Rabbeinu Bechaye is mechadesh that there are two types of guf. We have guf hagas and another type of guf which is called guf hadak. A poshut person, when he dies, his neshama, his nefesh, leaves his guf and goes up to the shomayim. But Odom HaSholem, like Yaakov Avinu, Eino Chanami, when he was nifter, when he died, his nefesh left his guf hagas, but it did not leave the guf hadak. And explains Rabbeinu Bechaye, what is guf hadak? And I quote the Lashon of Rabbeinu Bechaye, Hu haguf hasheni hadak, Sheboy hanefesh mitlabeshes betzuras guf, v'yesh loy mamesh, avol hu dak ad meoid, mislabeshes boy leitim mezumonois, v'hu me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, oy miyoyim ha'kipurim le'yoyim ha'kipurim,
who meshoited ba'olam b'shlichusoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'misroel lemi shehu chofetz boy, ki horishon hagas nechnat v'nikbar kipshutoy shel mikro. Those are the words of Rabbeinu Bechaye. They are a little bit difficult to translate, but we see in Rabbeinu Bechaye that there is such a thing which is called guf hadak, which means that a person, his nefesh, even though it left the guf hagas, it comes down to olam hazeh bilavush guf hadak, and this guf has a mamish. And for example, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, as we find in the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, after he was Niftar, he used to come to his house every Erev Shabbos, Bilevush Odom, in his Guf, which is the Guf Hadak, and used to the Moitzi, the Bnei Bais, the Mitzvahs Kiddush. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, that's Pshat here in the Gemara, that Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, even though he was Meis, Misas Guf Hagas, but he was not Meis, Misas Guf Hadak. So we have mentioned four shittas in the Rishonim how to explain this Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan that Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. We have mentioned the Pshat of Rashi, and we have mentioned a second Pshat in the name of the Rashbo that's brought down in the Ein Yaakov. A third Pshat we mentioned the Pshat of the Rioz in Sanhedrin, and the fourth Pshat is the Pshat of Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Vayechi. We find in the Achroinim a few more Pshatim, how to explain Pshat in the Gemara. I'll just mention the address if anyone wants to look them up. We find here on Daf Heomud Beis in Agoes Chochmas Monoyach a fifth Pshat, and we find here also in the Meroimei Sode of the Natziv, here on Daf Heyomud Beis, a sixth Pshat.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.